Cobbers are coming off a road win at St. Olaf, and this year, Dwayne Severson, going to Northfield hasn't been all that unpleasant. You got a one-point win over Carleton early, and then a nice shooting performance on Thursday night at St. Olaf, and always nice to go on the road and win.
Sure is, Larry. In our league, you know, with the travel and three games a week, it really is a, you know, it's a nice treat. And I just really felt our kids went and took the basketball game, and you could feel it right from the beginning tip-off. I mean, our kids were ready to play with the right fire and intensity, and, you know, it was just a great basketball game. I mean, both teams played extremely well, and I think that was evident by the shooting percentage that both teams ended up shooting. And we were 63%, I think, for the game, and they were 56. And it wasn't bad defense, you know. So it's unfortunate that St. Olaf was on break, because he said that they've had probably 500 to 600 students there, and he said, you know, they missed a treat. I mean, it was a good basketball game. Mike Morrissey, their radio announcer, I mean, he typically greets me, but after the game, he came and he wanted to talk about the game. He says, you know, that was one of the finest basketball games I've ever watched. And he said, it was just fun. And, you know, I think that was, you know, it was a tribute to our kids. I mean, they came ready to play, and they've got to do that the last seven games. So you've got to get mentally and physically ready to play as hard as you can and play with emotion, and I thought we did that.
There were some things open for you against St. Olaf on layups, and, of course, that helped to the shooting percentage because they were able to drop in. Most particularly, we think of Mike Severson, who had one of his, if certainly not his best, it's got to rank right up there as far as Concordia is concerned.
I think overall game, that was probably the best game Mike's had since he's been here. And it was breathtaking. I mean, we ran some backdoor plays to him. We ran a couple back screens out of our early offense that I don't know if they didn't know how to defend it or didn't know that we ran that as our early offense. And, it was there all day. And Coop had a bunch of alley-oop passes around the basket that I didn't think they defended very well. But Mike, I thought, came with the intensity that we needed to play with as a team. And he was diving on the floor early, and he got some early rebounds. And his stats all through the board were excellent, and they were, I mean, I think he had 5 assists as well, so he played a complete game. And, you know, and I thought we had some other players that played exceptionally well as too.
This afternoon you take on the Carleton Knights, a team that you held off, earning a 1-point win. The Knights had a shot at the buzzer that misfired, and you prevailed 62-61. They're not a bad basketball team, even though shorthanded.
Well, they were out without their point guard, and then their 6'7" freshman Sheik from Austin, Minnesota, and I'm sure that you know, didn't help situation for them. And I think Scott Christensen's as good a point guard as there is in the league, and without him, they're not the same basketball team. But we played exceptionally well, I thought, at their place. In fact, you know, I know we haven't won there for about 5-6 years, and 4 or 5 years, and so it was a good effort by our kids, and it was the first time that we had seen any zone. And not that we weren't ready for it, but when they were shorthanded, they altered their defense, and they went to a 2-3 zone and a 1-3-1, and then a trapped occasionally in the end of the game. And, you know, it caused us a little trouble. And when you haven't seen something in a game, you know, you have to make some adjustments. And, you know, but when we needed to get it done at the end of the game, we did. And, you know, we had some real big defensive plays at the end of that. Stefan Swyatt, you know, swatted away that one entry pass that with 9 seconds left to go that I really felt won the basketball game for us. And then they didn't really get a very good look their last two inbounds plays. And, you know, our kids ended up winning there.
Both teams a little bit different now as you prepare for the second game of your series. What are the key matchups for today?
Well, you know, Carleton's playing exceptionally well. They beat McAllister on Thursday night, which kind of surprised everybody, I think, in our league. But that shows you how capable they are. They're an up and coming team, I think, and they really have, they're at full strength now. And, you know, they're just, one thing that Carleton has that, that one other team in our league has, Bethel, and that's perimeter shooting. I mean, they got 4 guys that can shoot the 3, and I wouldn't say they're, you know, stellar in the post, but, you know, they're good enough in there with Neusel and Shayek that you've got to guard them, and then they kick it in there and kick it out and shoot the three, and they can make them all day, you know, if they make the first couple. So you really got to defend the perimeter well against them, and, you know, I think the key matchups are Christensen and Jensen, those 13, and Scotty, I think, is number 10, their point guard. We just got to make sure that they have a tremendous day, and we need a little bit of help on those guys. And but everybody for them is gonna score, and we really gotta attack their zone if that's what they play against us here, and be more efficient offensively than we were at their place.
This afternoon, the Concordia Cobbers take on the Carleton Knights. Cobbers still battling for position, and the Knights feel that with a little run, they might be able to work themselves into a playoff spot at the end of the year. The lineups and the start for this afternoon's game after this timeout.
So we're ready to get this game underway. The Cobbers will counter the Knights with Rob Flint, Joe Snowden, Mike Severson, Chris Thomas, and Jeff Ubin. Ball goes out to center court. The Knights dressed in their traveling blues, and the Cobbers in their home standing whites. Cobbers will advance right to left as we look on. Chris Thomas goes up, tips it off to the far side. It's deflected out of bounds. And it will go to the Cobbers. It was deflected away by Scott Christensen of Carleton. So this game is underway. And from side court, Chris Thomas will handle it in. Rob Flint will run the Cobber offense. Knights start things out man-to-man. They went zone against the Cobbers in their first meeting, and very effectively. Here's the pass underneath for Ubin. Backs and spins, twists his way off the glass, off the front of the rim, and a rebound foul. Jeff Ubin got a little aggressive going after his missed shot and picks up the game's first foul. So the Knights will bring it out of the backcourt. As they line it up, it'll be Steve Knutson on the inbound, and Scott Christensen will walk it up floor. Cobbers go one-on-one. Man-to-man defense, Rob Flint on the ball at midcourt. Penetration in by Christensen, brings it off on the near side now for Steve Nestle. Works it off to the far side. Here's Scott Christensen from the corner. Shot is up, miss. Rebound comes all the way to the near corner for Steve Nestle. Back out on top. Steve Knutson retains possession for the Knights. Long pass cross side. Jeff Jensen drops it down low. Scramble for the loose ball on the floor. Ball is held. Hand is held. Foul is called. Jeff Ubin is asking, which way are you pointing the finger? Don't look at me. But it is against Jeff Ubin. That's his second foul quickly, and already a determining factor in this game is Jeff Ubin. The Cobbers' starting post players picked up two fouls, and we're just 40 seconds into play. Into the far corner, Scott Christensen. Picks it up for Carleton. Off to the far side for Knutson. Looking in, the pass comes out to a flash on Tanner Sheik. Near side, Jeff Jensen drives it off on the far side. Very patient in their attack. Now they drop it underneath. Nestle works loose and puts it in. And the Knights lead it 2-0. Minute and five into play. Off of the far side, Joe Snowden looking for the alley-oop. That worked against the Oles on Thursday. The Knights have that one figured out as they stay man-to-man around the top. Here's Mike Severson. He's coming off a season and career high 21. To the corner, Rob Flint is open. Spins one off the back iron. No good. Steve Nestle with the rebound. Long pass up court. All the way to the far side, Scott Christensen. Banks one off the glass too hard. Severson with the rebound. Leans it up court. Here's Rob Flint. Goes quickly right side for Joe Snowden. Brings it out. Here's the drive. Snowden gets loose. Left-handed. Off the glass. Rolls on the rim and drops it. Joe Snowden ties the game up at two on a drive. Joe Snowden came into the league and came to Concordia this year more known for his three-point shooting, and it started out that way, but once into league play, it was quite obvious that he was going to have to figure out another way to score, and he has been doing that now with drives, layups, and high-percentage shots. Cobbers pull off a missed shot by Carleton and have the rebound. Heading into the front court, Severson goes far side for Snowden. Alley-oop, it's wide open this time, and Severson is there. The assist that time for Joe Snowden. Severson gives the Cobbers the lead at 4-2. Out of the backcourt, Scott Christensen. Off to the far side for Steve Knutson. Guarded tightly by Snowden. The pass comes out on top for Nestle. Looking down, nothing open in the base. Kicks it way back out. Knutson's long three won't go. Rebound, Rob Flint. Heads up court. Driving down, Flint to the left hand. On a jumper from 18. Rob Flint. Cobbers have come back with three unanswered baskets and lead it now 6-2. Just over 17 minutes remaining. Across midcourt, Scott Christensen. Works it to the near side, then picks up his dribble. Comes back now for Steve Knutson with Snowden on him. Both teams playing man-to-man. Here's a drive down low. Shot goes up by Tanner Sheik. Missing. Rebound Cobbers. Heading up to midcourt. Driving down Flint. Gives it off. Snowden is open on top. Hits the back of the iron and it comes off no good. Cobbers trying to strike quickly along the near side. After Jeff Ubin picked up his second foul, Cobbers have been trying to get Kermit Cooper into the lineup, and he is growing weary along the far side, waiting to check in. We have our first stop of play now as the ball tipped out of bounds, and that brings Cooper in. At the baseline, it's Steve Knutson to trigger it in. 6-4 and a senior for the Knights. Pass comes in for Christensen. Out of the near corner, Christensen drives, then swings the pass way outside. Knutson is open. This one spins off the iron. Rebound tipped to the near side, out of bounds. It'll come back to the Knights. One official calling it one way, one the other. They confer, and it goes to Concordia. So it was Rob Flint and Scott Christensen both chasing it down. One official thought he saw Rob Flint tip it away, but he was overruled, and the Cobbers have the ball. Near side pass to the table. Down it goes. Offensive foul. Kermit Cooper. Hard, aggressive move at the baseline. Cooper picks up the charge. That's his first. At the baseline, put in by Carlton. 16:24 remaining. 6-2. Cobbers have the lead. Scott Christensen across midcourt. Steps to the top of the line. Looking cross corner now. Here's Jeff Jensen lining up, and this one is good. Jeff Jensen connects. Earlier, Scott Christensen and Steve Knutson had missed from that same spot. Jensen finds it to his liking, and it's 6-5. Concordia with a one-point lead in the front court. Carlton stays man-to-man. Here's a quick toss gathered in by Severson at the baseline. Underhands it in for Chris Thomas. Gives it off on the far side. Snowden tried to work a shot up to the glass. It comes away no good, and a foul is called underneath. The foul goes to Tanner Sheik. That's his first. And first team foul against the Knights. It sends Joe Snowden to the line. A 69% free throw shooter. Snowden steps to the line, 51 of 74 on the year and averaging 17 points a game. Right-hander puts it on the rim and good. Peter Kudrowski comes into the Knight lineup now. And Gunnar Stopp at 6 foot and a freshman also checking in. Meanwhile, Joe Snowden steps back at the line. His season high is 42 against Willamette. He had 19 against the Knights in the first meeting. Misses the backside of his free throw. And it remains 7-5 Concordia. The Knights come back up court. Kudrowski near side, or rather Knutson, goes all the way over the top to Stopp. He'll bring it out on top. Here's Steve Knutson returning to the far side. Stopp comes near side for Christensen. Back out on top. Long three try by Knutson. Has nothing but that. Steve Knutson with his 46th of the year. And the Knights take the lead now at 8-7 on consecutive three-pointers. Joe Snowden takes it right back to Concordia. Snowden with his first three-pointer, and the Cobbers lead it now 10-8. Carlton back up floor. Here's Kudrowski. Bouncing it near side. The bouncer underneath, working it in. Stopp works it off the glass and in. And that ties the game at 10. We've played 5 minutes with 15 yet to play. Around the corner, Concordia in the front court. Alley-oop pass, Severson. And Chris Thomas's pass hit the rim. Severson was wide open on the backdoor swing, but the pass hit the iron. And the Knights come back up floor. Drop it inside. The turnaround by Sheik. Shot was blocked, but the foul is called. And that will send Tanner Sheik to the line. Chris Thomas on the foul, his first. Tanner Sheik at the line, a 6'7 freshman. Averages 8.5 points per game. Didn't score against and didn't play very little against the Knights in their first meeting. Makes the free throw. He'll have a second one coming as the Knights take the lead. Trent Hagen is into the Cobber lineup. Nick Colon also on the floor. Kalorn, the senior from Maple Valley and Buffalo, North Dakota. Trent Hagen from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, a sophomore. At the line, Tanner Sheik makes the free throw good, and the Knights have their biggest lead at 12-10. Closely played at the outset, and Nick Kalorn takes over now for Rob Flint at the point guard, and he'll work it up against Scott Christensen. At midcourt, nearly got tied up. Gives a pass off now for Mike Severson. Around the near side, Snowden goes on top for Hagen. He'll step off to the angle, underhand it to the corner. Snowden on the run, shoots it good. Joe Snowden with his second three-pointer today. He's got 9.5 and leads all scores, and the Cobbers take the lead at 13-12. 6 minutes into the start. Tied up. Here's the alley-oop pass all the way to the corner, pulled down by Jeff Jensen. Carlton holds on. Back out on top. Kudrowski gives it away. Back out now. Here's the drive by Jensen, stopping short. Gives it back out on top for Kudrowski. Works out to the far side, brings it back now for Christensen. Trent Hagen on him. Gives way. Christensen works it far side. Shot clock running short. 5 and now 4. Driving down. Kick pass. Here's a shot up and good at the buzzer. Gunnar stop with a three-pointer as the time was running out on the 35-second clock. And Carlton takes the lead now at 15-13. Back up court. Joe Snowden is tied up. He's used his dribble. Gives it away for Kermit Cooper to the far side. Carlton staying man-to-man. Here's Trent Hagen. One dribble to the top of the key. Will drive down, lost it, picks it up in the corner before it goes away. Gives it back to Cologne on the drive. Now Snowden out on top, lines it up off the iron. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll come back to Carlton. Both teams going deep into the shot clock before getting opportunities. Steve Knutson back into the Knight lineup after just a short rest. 13:03 to go. And the Knights will head up court with a two-point lead. At the baseline, it'll be put in by Gunnar Stopp. And the ball bouncing in. Steve Knutson will walk it up four. Nick Kalorn meets him at midcourt. Here's the hook pass into the top. Peter Kudrowski working off the double high post. Kudrowski moving it back outside the arc. Gives it back now to Steve Knutson. To the far side. The bouncer in for Steve Nestle. He works on Ubin. Took an extra step and traveled with it. Carlton turnover coming with 12:45 to go. And the Cobbers will bring it up court, trailing it by two, and they've got a chance to reclaim the lead on this possession. Here's Nick Kalorn working it off to the far right side. Brings it back now for Cooper. He'll take it down, isolate, fade back, shoot it off the glass. It rattles and drops in. Kermit Cooper gets his first two. Ties the game up at 15. Everything he does looks spectacular. Off to the far side and deep into the corner. Here's the drive in and the kick back out between the circles. Kudrowski. Near side now for Jeff Jensen. Working on Cooper. Jensen picks up his dribble. Goes all the way off to the far side. The low passes and ends up out of bounds. Scott Christensen and Tanner Sheik back into the Carlton lineup. And Concordia will bring it into the front court game tied at 15. Just over 12 minutes remaining here in the first half. Stepping across midcourt. Kalorn has picked up his dribble. Low bouncer in for Jeff Ubin. He plays with two. Outside it comes to Hagen. He'll back it outside the arc and go now for Hagen. He'll line it up and shoot the three. Trent Hagen was open on the three at the angle. He drops it through, and it's 18-15. Right now the teams are involved in a three-point shooting contest. Both have three. Off to the far side. Steve Knutson brings it back. Here's a long range. Jeff Jensen, this one won't go. Rebound underneath. Nestle pounds it up. It won't go. Rebound Sheik. Turns, spins, misses. Rebound tipped and kept alive by Nick Kalorn. Tipping it to Hagen. Cobbers are in the front court. No look pass to Ubin and back out and topping around. Here's the look back for Snowden. Quick toss inside for Ubin. Breaking loose and he tapped it out. And so the Knights will have it back up court, trailing 18-15. Just over 11 minutes to go here in the first half as Scott Christensen brings it in for the Knights. Rob Flint back into the Cobber lineup. On him, Cobbers man-to-man. Opening up quickly, Jeff Jensen's. This time it won't go. Spins off the iron on the long three. Cobber rebound. Here's Kermit Cooper. Two-hand jam it home. four-length pass from Rob Flint, who will get the assist. Cooper slamming it in. It's got four. Concordia has their biggest lead now at 10, at 20 to 15. Back at an eighth, the Knights cut into it as Tanner Sheik has a glance off the glass. 20 to 17. Both teams would like to get into transition when it's available. Nearing the halfway mark of the first half. Back out on top. Here's the drive down by Flint. Stops short, fades back, puts it short to the rim. Ubin follows. Basket is good. And Ubin will go to the line. Jeff Ubin following the play. Put the missed shot by Rob Flint back in. Steve Nestle picking up the foul, his first. And Jeff Ubin steps to the line, 6'8", and a junior from Moorhead, is a 56% free throw shooter. Struggled in the early part of the year, less than 50%, missing on the front end or on the free throw here. And the Knights have the rebound. Heading up court, trailing it now by five. Kermit Cooper from behind rolled over the top of the ball and carried it out of bounds. Kermit Cooper is playing with banged up knees, rolled ankles, and a bandage on his right wrist, and still flies around the floor. Here's the pass in for Scott Christensen. Out to the top. Tanner Sheik looks in, goes underneath. Nestle keeps it alive, tips it up to the glass, won't go. Rebound short, comes away to Jeff Ubin. Cobbers are quickly to midcourt. Long pass near side. Nick Killorn working loose. Lines one up and puts one off the glass, no good. Rebound picked up by Scott Christensen. Up on the near side now for Jeff Jensen. He'll line it up, try to alley-oop it down. It goes to the floor, scrambling after, and it's tied up. That creates the alternate possession. And Joe Snowden will come back into the Cobber lineup, and he'll replace Cologne. Mike Severson also will check back into the lineup. As the play comes in with 9:51 to go, and it's 22-17. Concordia leading it by five as Carlton gets ready to put the ball in. The pass into the far corner, Scott Christensen. Had it tipped, but reaches down and pulls it loose. Christensen bounces it on top for Jeff Jensen. He goes in, it's deflected, tipped loose, scrambled after into the corner, grabbed back, now foul called. Steve Knutson went into the corner to keep the ball alive for Carlton. He was caught and fouled by Joe Snowden, his first, team's fifth. And at the baseline, Steve Knutson will put it in for Carlton. Pass comes in for Scott Christensen. Working it, Christensen, near side pass, Jensen. Working on Severson. Off to the far side for Christensen. He'll drive down, gets loose, angles one in, offensive foul. Cobbers have worked in the last week or so on taking the charge. There were some instances in previous games where that did not happen. And they're going to count the basket by Christensen. His motion carried through to take Severson to the floor, but Christensen's basket will count. And it's 22-19. We don't often see that. We have in the last couple of games. Play has been stopped with a timeout. 9:25 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 22, Carlton 19. We come back to play with 9:25 left here in the first half. Concordia with the ball and the three-point lead, 22-19. Rob Flint comes in on the near side, all the way to the corner for Joe Snowden. Looking in from there, Snowden goes underneath. Ubin jump stops it off the glass and in. So Snowden will get the assist. Ubin, the basket, now has four. And Concordia back to a five-point lead at 24-19. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. On the near side, it's Tanner Sheik. Up out between the circles for Kidrowski. And back to the near side for Christensen. Bouncing it back for Jeff Jensen. Outside the arc, Jensen's pass near side for Knutson. Looking in, holding the ball high. Delivers off far side for Sheik. Then deep into the far corner, and a traveling violation is called. 8:46 yet to play. Concordia leading at 24-19. It's been closely played. Cobbers led at the outset 6-2. The Knights came back to take the lead at 12-10. Then we were tied at 15. And the Cobbers now lead at 24-19. Into the front court, Rob Flint. Looks to the corner, nothing open there. Back out on top, Mike Severson draws a defender into the air, takes it all the way down. And following the play, Jeff Jensen picks up the foul. Jeff Jensen with his first, and a blocking foul as Mike Severson on the drive. And with that, Gunnar Stapp comes back into the lineup. The Cobbers will have it from side court. Chris Thomas ready to throw it in. The pass comes into the near corner. Joe Snowden rifles it quickly as Severson spins his way down the lane, puts the shot up to the glass, and he'll shoot two. That was a half inch from dropping down on a remarkable move by Mike Severson in the lane. It comes up short, but he has free throws. Kudrowski picking up the foul, his first. Mike Severson, 62% free throw shooter, has a field goal here in the first half. He's coming off a career-high 21 at St. Olaf on Thursday. Averages 7 points a game. He normally is given the defensive assignment against Concordia's opponent's top player. Severson makes the free throw. Kermit Cooper back into the Cobber lineup. Guy Collins staying with the players on the floor. Peter Kudrowski is under the glass along with Steve Nestle. As Mike Severson settles in, his free throw try is up and good. Severson leaves the line with four. And the Cobbers have their biggest lead now at 26-19 with 8.5 to play first half. Cobbers with full court pressure. Steve Knutson leans the pass ahead and Carlton breaks the press. Near side pass for Peter Kudrowski. Works off to the far side. There's the pass in. Cobbers drop back into his zone. Nestle goes up and over the top. Shot missed. Rebound Chris Thomas. Up court, Rob Flint. Flint brings it under control. Round to the near side. Back out on top for Mike Severson. As the Knights stay man-to-man. Off to the far side. Here's a drive by Flint. And an offensive foul that came away from the ball. It was Chris Thomas as he set the screen, picking up the foul. That's his second. And so with less than 8 minutes to go, the Knights will come out of the backcourt trailing it by seven at 26-19. Long hook pass into the top of the lane for Peter Kudrowski. To the far side, Jeff Jensen. Back out on top. Nestle looking in. Cobbers man-to-man. Here's the near side pass for Christensen. Kudrowski on the drive. Kicks it back out to the near corner. Christensen takes it down the lane. Puts it hard off the glass. Rebound tipped out. Knights have it back with a new shot clock. Here's the pass out for Jeff Jensen. He'll penetrate. Free throw line shot is up off the iron. Nestle with the rebound. Powers his way back in. Steve Nestle with an offensive rebound putback. And it's 26-21. Rob Flint comes back up court for the Cobbers. Off to the far side. Joe Snowden looking for the alley-oop pass. It's deflected. It's picked up. Thomas on the drive. And it's waved off on the offensive foul. So Chris Thomas has picked up his third foul, second in the last two possessions. And the Knights have the ball back now, trailing it by five. 7:07 to go. 26-21. Scott Christensen across midcourt. Off to the top of the key. Here's the look by Nestle. Near side back to Christensen. Bounces it off for Jeff Jensen. He'll step back and shoot the three off the iron. No good. Rebound, Kermit Cooper. Leads it ahead. Here's the drive in by Flint. No looker underneath. Driving down. Severson will go to the line. Jeff Jensen collapsed down, prevented the break, and got his hand on top of the ball and caught the body on the way down. Jeff Jensen with the foul. His second personal puts Mike Severson at the line shooting two. Severson on a field goal and two for two from the line. He has learned to shoot his free throws with great patience. And Severson makes the front end. And it's 27-21 and Trent Hagen returns to the Concordia lineup. Back at the line now, Mike Severson. He will settle in. He's 3 for 3 today. Severson's free throw on its way and comes off the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebound pulled in by Steve Nestle. The Knights with a pass up court for Scott Christensen all the way to the near corner for Stapp. Back out on top and around. Looking to the corner. Knutson can't get it there. Then drops it inside. Back out to Sheik. Free throw line shot is good. Tiner Sheik now has six. 27-23. The Knights have pulled within four. Back up court. Long pass Joe Snowden for Concordia. Out of the corner looking in. He'll drive. He'll stop. He'll shoot it short. Rebound. Kermit Cooper turns it back up and in. Missed the hook. Rebound. Foul underneath. The ball will be brought in. That is the eighth foul. No, we'll take the walk up court to shoot free throws. It was Kermit Cooper on the foul. That's his second. And the Knights are at the line shooting 1-1. Have a chance to cut into a four-point deficit, trailing at 27-23. At the line, Steve Nestle. 4 points today on two field goals. 6-4 and a junior, Steve Nestle. It's up, it's good. He'll get a bonus free throw. Nestle had 18 to lead the Knights against the Cobbers in their first meeting. Second free throw on its way is also good. That gives him six here in the half. And the Knights have crawled within two at 27-25. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Concordia at midcourt. Off to the far side, Rob Flint. Here's the alley-oop. Kermit Cooper off the alley-oop, slams it in. Rob Flint led the pass perfectly for Kermit Cooper. Two-hand jammed it home. He's got six, and the Cobbers are back on top by four, 29-25. Out on top, Carlton back up court. Spins it underneath. Head fake, draws the foul. Nice move underneath by Gunnar Stapp, taking three Cobbers into the air. And Stapp will end up at the line. Trent Hagen picks up the foul, his first. Stapp, a six-foot freshman with 5 points here in the first half on a two-pointer and a three-pointer from the floor. Makes the free throw good. 29-26. Second free throw on his way is also good. 29-27, and the Knights keep pace with the Cobbers, trailing it by just two with 5.5 minutes to go. Bouncer baseline. Joe Snowden kept it alive, tried to reverse spin off the glass. It comes away short. Sheik with the loose ball. Ending up court. Christensen to the corner for Knutson and back out. Near side pass. Kermit Cooper chases it down. He's caught and fouled. The reach in by Tanner Sheik sends Kermit Cooper flying into the backcourt. They end up rolling it down. And Kermit Cooper will end up shooting free throws. It was tipped to midcourt. Cooper went flying after it. And he may have been shaken up. He'll step to the line. Just a 41% free throw shooter. Kermit Cooper got rattled as he went a flying, and he got caught and fouled by Tanner Sheik, who has picked up his second foul. Peter Kudrowski is back into the lineup for the Knights. He sets up underneath along with Nestle as Cooper steps to the line. The free throw is good, and he'll have a bonus free throw. Concordia back to a three-point lead at 30-27. Here's the look up by Kermit Cooper. Right-handed, short, rebound, Kudrowski. So Cooper makes one of two. The Knights come up court trailing it by three. They have a chance to tie on this possession. They go underneath for Nestle, who gets the layup. A quick offense by Carlton. Nestle now with eight. Pulls the Knights within one at 30-29. Back underneath, the Cobbers go quickly in to Kermit Cooper, who banks one in. Cooper with nine, and it's 32-29. Into the front court, Peter Kudrowski. Near side, drops it underneath. Nestle pounds his way in, shooting too hard. Rebound tipped to Rob Flint. He dribbles low to the floor and heads up court. Hooks the pass off for Cooper. Into the lane, squirts it near side, then back out on top. Flint will let loose. Three try missing. Rebound on the backside, pulled in by Kudrowski. Off to Christensen with just over 4 minutes to go. The Knights trailing at 32-29. Set their offense. Pass near side for Christensen, and as he lets the shot go, a foul is called. A whistle away from the play. It'll be 1-1 for Concordia at the other end. The night foul. Peter Kudrowski setting the illegal screen. Jeff Ubben is back into the Cobber lineup. And Kermit Cooper hobbles off the floor and will head for some training. Meanwhile, Rob Flint steps to the line and will shoot free throws when we return. 4 minutes and 12 seconds left on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 32, Carlton 29. Come back to play with 4:12 remaining. Rob Flint will step to the line for Concordia. He has a field goal here in the first half and is a 65% free throw shooter. If he makes the first, we'll get a bonus free throw. Junior from Dilworth, Glendon Felton. Free throw is up and good, and he'll have his bonus shot coming. Cobbers improved their lead to 4 now at 33-29, and right now this game is taking on much of the same flavor that these teams had when they played in Northfield back in early January. Flint now with 4 as he makes the backside as well, and it's 34-29. Cobbers with the lead. Carlton with the basketball. Against the press, they send it near side for Peter Kudrowski. Sent back out. Now the pass into the high post. Cobbers settling into his zone. They play mostly man-to-man, but every once in a while will slip into a zone just to see how it works. Pass to the near corner. Back out on top. Here's Steve Knutson looking in. Back out. The zone buster try by Jensen misfiring. He goes rolling to the floor. The ball sails away. Cobbers lead it up court. Man, Mike Severson had it go through his hands out of bounds. Concordia holds a 5-point lead, and the Knights will have the ball back after the Cobber turnover. Earlier today, the Carlton women made it a season sweep over the Cobber women. 79-70 was the final. On the near side, Peter Kudrowski to Nestle. Back to Christensen. Knights working around the far side for Knutson. He'll loose the shot. It won't go. Rabin off the rim. Picked up. Cobbers 3-on-3. Right side, Snowden is left alone. And he shoots it good. Joe Snowden with his third three-pointer here in the half. And Concordia has worked up an 8-point lead now at 37-29. It's their biggest margin. Cobbers have scored 7 unanswered points. Steve Nestle works it inside. He puts one off the glass and in. Nestle and down double figures has 10, 37-31. 2:45 to go in the half. Here's a drive down Flint. Angles one up. Miss. Rebound. Ubben back up and in. Jeff Ubben has 6. Concordia back to an 8-point lead at 39-31. Scott Christensen running the offense for Carlton from between the circles. Comes back near side for Jeff Jensen. Looking out to the top of the lane, here's Peter Kudrowski. Head fake by Knutson. Gives it back on top. Christensen goes far side. Here's the look in by Jensen. Drops it underneath, and Nestle has another layup. Nestle is consistently getting open inside, and the guards are finding him open. 39-33. Knights crawl within 6. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. On the near side for Joe Snowden. Into the top of the lane, Severson works it outside. Trent Hagen for 3. Trent Hagen with his second three-pointer. 42-39. The Cobbers have improved their advantage to 9 on some clutch three-point shooting from Joe Snowden and Trent Hagen. Off to the far side, Carlton into the front court. They started shooting early. They will continue to shoot three-pointers, and this one is good. Steve Knutson from long, long ways away. Now has 6 on the half, and it's 42-36. Doesn't take long to make up points when you make them at 3 at a time. Here's Rob Flint on a drive out to Snowden. Around the arc, he'll drive. Gets loose, spins one off the glass short. Nestle got a handle on it and came up short. Christensen's long pass up for Knutson. Shooting quickly in the corner, but won't go. Rebound backside. Jeff Jensen powers it back up, miss. Rebound, Joe Snowden. Pulls it away from everybody and heads up court. Long pass near side for Trent Hagen. Steps up to the arc. His 3 try missing. Rebound pulled in by Steve Knutson of the Knights. And the teams are racehorsing it back and forth. Off to the far side, Jeff Jensen to the corner. Drops it in for Nestle. It's tipped away. Ubben comes in, has the steal. And the Cobbers have the ball back with 45 seconds to go. Rob Flint slows it down. We've had a torrid pace in the last 5 possessions. And everybody will catch their breath as Rob Flint works it off to the far side. Flint brings it back now to Snowden. Out between the circles, return right side for Flint. They will run it deep into the shot clock. Here's Jeff Ubin backing his way down, pounding it off too hard off the glass. Rebound pulled in by Steve Knutson. Shot clock goes off with 18 seconds to play. Knights will take a look. They trail it by six. They can afford to take it to the final shot of the half. Here's the penetration move by Christensen. He'll line it up and he'll shoot it. Hard off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Hagen. Converse will have a chance before the buzzer. Rob Flint will let it go. It's on its way and it's just long. So a dramatic finish to the first half and the teams head to the locker room. Halftime on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute School Board. Concordia 42, Carlton 36. First possession of the day. Off to the far side. Backdoor pass, Joe Snowden high up over the top. Fades, missed, hit the backboard, and Nestle pulls in another rebound. He has nine on the day. One more will give him the double-double, and we're still early in the second half. Bringing it into the front court, Scott Christensen works it off far side. Christensen drops it back out. Knutson comes back on the near side for Jeff Jensen. Drives, shot, missed. Rebound tipped deep, and it pulled loose. Jeff Ubin goes flying to the floor. It comes loose to the near side. Ubin and Jeff Jensen both scrambling after it. And it comes down right there with play stop now at 42-36. So neither team able to score. And Jeff Ubin came flying out of the post area to tip the ball loose, and he ended up scraping on the floor. Carlton brings it in after the Ubin tip-off. Comes back near side. Steve Knutson with it. Angling it back to the near corner. Here's Scott Christensen angling it underneath. The turnaround by Nestle. He's got the soft touch. This one comes off the backside, but it's tipped up by Stapp. Or Tanner Sheik, rather. Tanner Sheik with a tip in. And it's 42-38. Back up court. Chris Thomas flying through the air, tips it back for the Cobbers. Thomas, first points of the afternoon. Teams exchange field goals, and it's 44-38. Concordia holding the lead as we get under play here in the second half. Tanner Sheik way out on top. Drives on Ubin. Gets loose. Gets the step. Lays it up and in. Tanner Sheik with consecutive baskets. That puts him in double figures. And it's 44-40. The Knights have come up and have stepped up their game here to start the second half. Have a steal. Head to midcourt. Dropped inside for Nestle. Turns on Thomas. Looking. Throws it back out. Here's the look in by Knutson. Underneath to Nestle. Into the lane. 6 foot jump hook. Won't go. Thomas is there for the rebound. Cobbers had it back up court. Working off to the far side. Underneath it goes, and it's taken right back by the Knights. Lead pass up now for Scott Christensen. He'll bring it to the arc. He'll stop. He'll shoot quickly. Three try missing. Ubin is there. He gathers it in, and the Cobbers head back up floor. Still protecting a four-point lead. Rob Flint steps across midcourt, round the near angle for Joe Snowden looking in. Tried to get the back door, but Tanner Sheik closed things down. Cobbers stay outside the arc, around the near side for Snowden, deep into the corner. Here's the look up by Chris Thomas. Back out on top for Snowden, and a quick toss in for Ubin. Spinning his way loose. The shot went too hot off the glass. Rolls to the floor. Three Knights are there to pick it up, and they lead it up court for Scott Christensen. To the baseline, Nestle turns one short to the glass. Rebound, Tanner Sheik powers his way back up and in. Tanner Sheik has come out with a fury here in the second half. He has doubled his first half output. He has done all the scoring for the Knights and has pulled Carlton within two at 44-42. College hockey this afternoon at the Moorhead Sports Center. Concordia trying to recover from a 4-2 upset loss last night to Gustavus, leading the Gusties now 4-3 after two periods. Nick Colon in, Kermit Cooper is in. Cooper has had himself rebandaged after his flailing play in the first half that saw him sprawling out at every turn of the corner. 44-42. Concordia inbounding with a two-point lead. Long pass out towards midcourt for Nick Colon. Has picked up his dribble. Goes off far side down for Joe Snowden. The Knights have started the second half in a 2-3 zone. Snowden will try to break it. His shot skims off the iron. Rebound, Severson turns it back up and in for two. Severson now with seven. Cobbers back to a four-point lead at 46-42. 3 minutes into the second half. Hook pass to the top of the lane for Tanner Sheik. Sends it back near side. Here's the look up by Steve Knutson. Spins off the backside. Rebound, Cooper. He'll head up court. Long pass for Severson. Deep into the corner and back out. Cooper Now back near side. Off to the far side, Severson's. This time, the Knights are in man-to-man. Back out on top for Snowden. They set up their offense. The lob pass back door. Cooper gets loose and rattles it in. Kermit Cooper rattles one in, puts him in double figures. He's got 11. Concordia back to a six-point lead at 48-42. And right now, we're right back where we were at the break. 4 minutes into the second half as the Knights come into the front court. Scott Christensen works it off far side for Gunnar Stapp. A long pass on the near side for Steve Knutson. Covers man-to-man. There's a bounce pass inside for Nestle. Goes up and on the backside, Kermit Cooper got a nail on it and deflected the shot. He came down and caught a nail in the eye. Driving down. Kalorn. Layup missed. Rebound Severson. Turns in the corner. Throws it back out on top for Kalorn. Covers reset their offense. Leading by six. Here's Severson out between the circles. To the far side, Chris Thomas. Bouncer into the post. Snowden fakes left, drives right, kicks it out. Kalorn near corner. Low skipper underneath for Cooper. Drives it backside. Thomas layup try is blocked. He goes after the loose ball, and a foul is called. Chris Thomas, hard to believe it. That would be number four. Chris Thomas has picked up his fourth foul. And that's the first foul of the second half either way. And the Knights will have it at the baseline. Gunnar Stapp will bring it in. Scott Christensen will walk it up. Waiting for them is Peter Kudrowski, Jeff Jensen, and Tanner Sheik, who has come out with all six for the Knights here in the second half. Off on the far side. Brack out now for Sheik. Working his way off to the far side. Christensen wanted to shoot, was cut off, delivers a pass near side. Shot goes, and rebound pulled away by Kermit Cooper. He is flying through the air. Up court pass. Here's Joe Snowden on the drive and the lean. The shot too hard. Skips backside. Rebound, Gunnar Stapp, and here come the Knights. In transition, it's 3-on-3. Stapp slows it down. Now back out to Scott Christensen. Second half after leading by six at intermission. The Knights have the ball in play. Let's see what they've come up with. Cobbers will start things out in man-to-man defense. The pass comes near side for Stapp. Out on top. Christensen is open. It's in. It's out. And with the rebound, basket is good by Tanner Sheik. He has 14 on the day. And it's 57-50. Trent Hagen picking up the foul. That's his third. At the line, Tanner Sheik for Carlton. It's on its way. It's on the rim, and it drops in. Sheik now with 15, 57-51. Just about halfway through the second half. Rob Flint steps across midcourt for the Cobbers. Brings it back now for Mike Severson. Near side, Snowden looks to the corner. Here's Trent Hagen. He'll step to the arc. He wants to shoot. He does. It missed. Rebound comes to the floor, picked up by Scott Christensen. Up court, here come the Knights. Halfway through it, now trailing by six. Off to the far side. That is halfway through the second half. To the near corner, the drive. Back out now for Sheik. Back to Gunnar Stapp in the near corner. Out on top, a long range. Here's the alley-oop pass in for Nestle. He gets loose. He is triple-teamed and fouled. Mike Severson, Jeff Ubin, and Joe Snowden on the backside, all there defensively. Mike Severson picks up the foul, his first. And that stops play with 9:48 to go. At the baseline, it's Steve Knutson to trigger it in for Carlton. He allowed the pass in. Nobody paying attention, and it's wide open for Christensen. He's got four, and it's 57-53. Back to a four-point game. Just a moment ago, the Cobbers led it by nine. Now lead it by just four, and we've got a whistle away from the play. Steve Nestle was pushing off. Nestle picks up his second foul. Nestle with the foul, and officially his third. And so at the baseline. Now they'll bring it over to side court and put it in play right near the Cobber bench. Mike Severson will trigger it in. Pass comes in for Rob Flint. He'll work along the sideline and bring it out between the circles. Rob Flint from there. Knights line it up man to man. Rob Flint now with the Cobbers moving off to the side, steps up to the arc, shoots quickly, short on the three try. Rebound comes down and it's picked away by the Knights. Heading back up court, Scott Christensen steps to the arc. Or nothing open to the right side. Back to Knutson, near side, inside for Nestle. He'll back his way in on Hagen. Goes up over the top, comes up short as foul, and will go to the line. Trent Hagen has picked up his fourth foul. So the Cobbers now with two players in jeopardy. Chris Thomas has seen limited playing time here in the second half after picking up his fourth. Now Trent Hagen has his fourth, and it sends Steve Nestle to the line. He is now the game's leading scorer with 19, and he'll have a second free throw coming. The Knights have pulled within three at 57-54. 9:07 to go. Back at the line, Steve Nestle. His free throw try on its way. It's up, it's good. He makes both. He's got 20 on the day, and it's 57-55. We'll get back into play with 9:04 to go at midcourt. Nick Cologne brings it back near side for Severs, and it's deflected and thrown back in by the Knights. They keep it in play. Up court comes Peter Kudrowski off to the far side for the lead. The shot is short. Rebound comes down, and Nick Cologne can't save it from going out of bounds, and the Knights will have it back in. 57-55. Concordia leading it by two. The Knights have come storming back after trailing by nine. Here's the pass in for Scott Christensen out of the corner. Christensen gets a screen, turns, shoots, 18-footer too long. Rebound pulled in by Kudrowski. And a new shot clock for the Knights. Here's Christensen on the drive to the baseline. Angles it off far side. And the shot is up. The shot is good by Stapp. Gunnar Stapp now with nine. And this game is all tied up at 57. 8:23 to go, and we've got a timeout taken. Timeout at the Cobber Fieldhouse with 8:22 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 57, Carlton 57. Back into play with 8:22 to go. 57-57. We're all knotted up. The Knights are on a 9-point run. From side court, Chris Thomas back into the Cobber lineup, and he plays with four fouls. Back to Nick Cologne near side, out between the circles. Cobbers running their offense. Underneath it goes to Jeff Ubin. Nothing open at the baseline. Spins it back out. Here's Snowden on the drive. Gets loose. He draws a defender high into the air. Gunnar Stapp comes down on top of Joe Snowden. Stapp picking up the foul. That's his second. That stops the clock with 8:08 to go. We're still away from a bonus situation, but that was a shooting foul, and Joe Snowden will step to the line. That is the sixth team foul against the Knights. Or fifth team foul, rather, against the Knights here in the second half as Joe Snowden steps up, and the free throw is good. Snowden now leads the Cobbers scoring with 18. That's about his per-game average. He had 19 against the Knights in their first meeting. Joe Snowden stepping up, and his free throw is on its way. No good. Caught the back iron. Rebound deep. Mike Severson will end up at the line. Severson sneaked in for the rebound. The Knights went up to pick him up, and Gunnar Stapp has quickly picked up his third foul. Mike Severson will step to the line for the Cobbers. 7 points today, including three out of four conversions at the line. Mike Severson averages 7 points a game. Settling in, the right-hander throws up and good. He now has eight. Concordia regains the lead at 58-57. Both teams now with six fouls. The next one, either way, will put the other in the bonus. Mike Severson with his second free throw. is on its way, and it's good. Severson makes both. He's got nine. And it's 59-57. Concordia back on top by two. They have led through most of this one. Here's Christensen off to the far side. Gunnar Stapp guarded tightly, one-on-one by Snowden. Back out it comes for Steve Knutson. To the left-hand dribble, he picks it up. He's tied up, gives it off to Stapp down low, trying to back his way in. There's nothing there. Back out now to Scott Christensen. They'll set it up now with 7 seconds to shoot. The lob pass goes in for Kondrowski. Turns it off to the far side. There's the release. Stapp connects for three. Gunnar Stapp now with 12. And Carlton has the lead for the first time since it was 12-10. Back up court. Alley-oop pass. Mike Severson off the glass and in. Severson now with 11. And Concordia leading at 61-60. 7:06 to go. Out to the near side, bounced into the corner. He'll work it around the arc. There's the drive in. Picks up his dribble, gives it back near side. Hands it off. Here's a three, try up short to the rim. Rebound tip to the floor, scrambled after. The Knights save it at midcourt. They're all over the floor. A good NBA three-pointer. Scott Christensen cranks one in. Christensen with 7. 63-61. 6:35 to go. Down the lane, Joe Snowden puts it off the glass. It's no good. It's tipped to the floor and scrambled after. They'll track it down. Tanner Sheik having a conversation with the official. Jim Weinzierl there to make the call. And the foul goes on Tanner Sheik, and that's his third. Steve Nestle will be back in the lineup. Chris Thomas goes to the line. Chris Thomas steps up with 2 points and a field goal here in the second half. He's averaging 6 a game, but has been in foul trouble through most of this one. And his free throw on his way is good. Well, we might determine a little later that there was a miscalculation on the scoreboard. And so we'll go with what it reads now, and that has the game tied at 63. So Concordia for the lead, makes it good, Chris Thomas, and it's now 64-63. And the Knights will come out of the backcourt to Steve Nestle. Off on the far side, brought back now with 6:21 to go. Here's the step to the top of the key by Steve Knutson, angling it, and gives it off on the underhand to Gunnar Stapp. To the far corner, Kondrowski brings it down into the far corner. Deep in the corner, Jensen gives it underneath, and Nestle puts it in. Steve Nestle with game high 22. The Knights reclaim the lead at 65-64, still 6 minutes to go. Well, even at this point, regardless of how it turns out, nobody's going away disappointed from this one. A big collision and a wraparound foul. Kermit Cooper stepping in on the screen. Picking up the foul, the Knights will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Kermit Cooper on the foul, his third. Cobbers have 2 players with 4 fouls each, Trent Hagen and Chris Thomas, and Cooper has just picked up his third. That sends Peter Kondrowski to the line. He has not scored today. Kondrowski at 6'3 and a junior. Throws the shot up, he misses on the front end. He gets the rebound, tipped off to Jensen, and he missed. Mike Severson has the rebound for Concordia. He dribbles right into trouble. He turned away from it and ran into more trouble. Here come the Knights underneath, and they bring it back out. They'll set it up. Out it comes. Now there's the pass in for Nestle. He'll back his way in. He gets his way loose, and it's tipped out of bounds. Cobbers have tried a number of people to try and stop Steve Nestle today. And so far, Nestle continues to master his way, and he's got a game-high 22. Rob Flint back into the Concordia lineup. And the ball will be put in at the baseline under the basket by Carlton's Steve Knutson. The look, Knutson looking and still looking. Running short on time. Now it's deflected in. Scott Christensen angles it off the glass and in. Scott Christensen with nine. And the Knights lead it by three at 67-64. They have come from a nine-point deficit and have outscored the Cobbers 19-7 since. Joe Snowden back to Rob Flint. To the near side, Snowden for the tie. It's up. It's off the front of the rim. Tipped up by Chris Thomas. Loose. Kermit Cooper wants to power it back in, but a whistle stops play and prevents anything farther. And this foul is called. We'll send the Knights back up court to shoot free throws. Kermit Cooper has picked up his fourth foul. And the Cobbers now have three players with four fouls each. That brings the clock down to the five-minute mark. Earlier today, the Carlton Knight women defeated the Cobbers on this floor 79-70, despite 22 points from Concordia's Sarah Spears. At the line, Jeff Jensen with a free throw now has four. And at 68-64, the Knights are back to a four-point lead. The Knights had four players in double figures in the women's game. Here's a miss. And the Knights, or the Cobbers rather, are back up court now trailing at 68-64. Rob Flint along the far side. Here's the drive down. Onto the near side. Long pass baseline, Cooper goes in, it's on the rim, it spins around and drops. Kermit Cooper is fouling the floater and he'll have a chance at a three-point play. Basket is good and the foul goes to Steve Nestle, that's his fourth. And Nestle becomes the first Knight player to go into jeopardy. And Kermit Cooper steps to the line. 13 today, 9 in the first half for Cooper. And the senior from Freeport in the Bahamas makes the free throw good. That gives him 14. And now a foul was called, I think, after the free throw. And they're going to wave it off now. The free throw is waved off. That will take it away and give Cooper just the field goal attempt. So it should go back to 68-66, and apparently there was a lane violation on Cooper's free throw attempt. So it's a two-point game. Carlton, the ball in the lead. 4.5 minutes to go. On the near side, here's the workout between the circles to Scott Christensen. Dropped it underneath. Tanner Sheik powers his way in, offensive foul. Tanner Sheik has picked up his fourth foul. And we have quickly worked our way into some foul problems for both sides of the court. Tanner Sheik with his fourth. Steve Nestle on the floor with four for Carlton. Cobbers have three players with four fouls each. 68-66. Carlton the two-point lead. Concordia the basketball. Along the near side. Here's the drive down the side court by Rob Flint. Then back into the paint. Gives it off for Snowden. Back out on top to Flint. They'll set it up again. Still halfway through the shot clock. Around the far perimeter. Here's the look up by Chris Thomas, then the pass into the corner. Joe Snowden, a quick look, 9 to shoot, now 8, drives, underhand scoop on the rim and in. Joe Snowden now has 20. 68-68, 3:49 to go. Scott Christensen brings it in with a high lob pass for Tanner Sheik. Big collision away from the play. Players hit the deck. Mike Severson of Concordia and Peter Kudrowski both crashing to the floor. Severson picks up the foul. That's his second. And it puts Peter Kudrowski at the line for Carlton. 0 for 1. Shooting 1 plus 1. Kudrowski's free throw was good. Carlton regains the lead at 69-68. 3:42 to go. Kudrowski back at the line, settling in. His free throw try is up and good. Kudrowski makes both. And the Knights are back to a two-point lead at 70-68. 3:37 yet to play. Rob Flint comes across midcourt for the Cobbers. Sprints around to the near side. We'll look back and know that how this game is determined was affected by a nine-point run by the Knights. After they had fallen behind by 9, they came back to tie it at 57, and the teams have been battling tooth and nail, scratch and claw ever since. 70-68, the Knights have the ball back after a Cobber turnover and lead it by two. Near side for Scott Christensen. Cobbers lining it up one-on-one. Backdoor pass. Sheet goes high into the air and never did have a chance to pull it in. Knights on the turnover. And they give it right back to the Cobbers, who will head up court. Mike Severson will give it to Rob Flint, who will walk it up. Scott Christensen comes into the backcourt to apply some pressure, but will back away. The Knights, mostly man-to-man defense today, although some zone, not a lot. And playing with off to the far side, here's Joe Snowden. To the top of the lane, Chris Thomas. He steps to the arc, fakes left, drives right, gets loose, gives it off. Kermit Cooper goes in for the shot. He's held and fouled. And the foul goes to Steve Knutson. That's just his first. And we are approaching double bonus situation for both teams. That was the 10th now on the Knights, so the Cobbers will have two shots the rest of the way. The Cobbers have one more foul to give, and then the Knights will be in the double bonus. Here's Kermit Cooper at the line. Free throw is good. Cooper has 15 today, and he's coming off a season high 15 at Gustavus. That was his best before. Cooper now has a chance to set a new season mark. The free throw is good by Cooper. That gives him 16. And this game is all tied up at 70. 2:49 to go. At midcourt, the Knights. Tanner Sheik brings it around the perimeter, near side, left alone. Jeff Jensen drains it for three. Jeff Jensen with his second three-pointer of the day, and the Knights reclaim the lead at 73-70. Chris Thomas back up court for Concordia. Off to the far side, Joe Snowden. Dropping back, his long launch won't go. Cooper went for the rebound. Off court, traveling violation, Scott Christensen. And the Cobbers will have the ball down by three. Kermit Cooper had the rebound. He wanted to power it back in, but it got stripped away from him and it rolled out. Christensen tracked it down, and before he could bring it under control, traveled. And so the Cobbers, with Kermit Cooper triggering it in. Here's the screen set, and Flint gets loose. He gets into trouble, gives it off. Backdoor pass missed on the layup by Ubin. Chased down and tipped out of bounds. Kermit Cooper again goes flying off to the far side and out of bounds. Along with him, Steve Knutson. And it was tipped away by Cooper. And the Knights will have it out of the backcourt with a three-point lead and 2 minutes to go. Scott Christensen will inch his way across midcourt with Rob Flint there defensively. To the far side, Jeff Jensen brings it back to Knutson. Then to Jensen, he launches and he's red hot. Jeff Jensen with consecutive three-pointers. 76-70. The Knights at one time trailed by nine and lead it by six. There's a timeout with 1:43 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Carlton 76, Concordia 70. Come back onto the floor after the Cobber timeout. As the Knights have taken it up to a six-point advantage now at 76-70. Cobbers inbounding with 1:43 to go. These teams play to a one-point game, and here's the ball deflected out of bounds, and the Knights create the turnover and have it back. Kermit Cooper and Rob Flint, in the moment of indecision, ended up tipping it out. Here's the pass into the backcourt. Flint goes after the steal and got the timeout sailing out of bounds. So Rob Flint, just a moment ago on the turnover, has come right back up with a big defensive stand. And the Cobbers will have the ball at side court with 1:37 to go and trailing 76-70. As we take a look, we mentioned it was 62-61 when these teams played the first time. At the half in the first game, the Cobbers led it by four. And they had the lead through most of the second half, taking it as much as nine and then eight. And then the Knights put a rally together, put an eight-point run to bring the game within one at 59-58. Both teams got three-pointers at the end, and the Cobbers held on for the win, 62-61. That was back on January 6th. The Knights played that game without Peter Kudrowski, who had a concussion, wasn't available, and Tanner Sheik was still suffering, trying to heal his broken foot. And both of those players have contributed in a big way here this afternoon for the Knights against the Cobbers. Sheik, especially on the scoreboard, he has come up with 15. So with 1:37 remaining, the ball will be put in play from the far corner, right at the baseline. 76-70, Carlton has the advantage as Concordia gets ready to put it in. Slap of the ball. And the look. Here's Joe Snowden's pass out for Rob Flint. Inches it off to the far corner for Snowden. Brings it back out on top. Cobbers, 1.5 to play, driving down. Snowden gets loose, angles one in. It spins, misses. Hagen tips it up. Pulled by Severson. And in midair, turned to look and pass, and a whistle blows before he came to the floor. And a foul called against Carlton. Steve Knutson picks up his second foul. We're in the double bonus now the rest of the way. And for the Cobbers, it's Mike Severson at the line. 11 today, including 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Mike Severson playing some of his best basketball of the year for the Cobbers here. Midway through the second half of the season, makes the free throw. And it's 76-71. Back at the line. Mike Severson settling in. Free throw is on its way. It's good. Severson makes both, now has 13. And it's 76-72. 1:23 to go. Cobbers go after the steal. Carlton Knights hang on with a pass to Steve Knutson, to Nestle, to Sheik, to the near side. Jensen angles one short. Kermit Cooper broke down the backside and altered the shot. Cobbers are quickly up court, trailing it now by 4 with 1 minute to go. On the far side, here's the drive. Rob Flint puts it to the glass. It comes off the rim, no good. Rob Flint will shoot free throws. Scott Christensen picks up the Carlton foul. Both teams are back in action again Monday. And we'll tell you about the schedule when we return. There is 1 minute left to play at the Cobber Fieldhouse on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Carlton 76, Concordia 72. For the Knights, Steve Nestle leads the way with 22. The Cobbers are led by Joe Snowden with 20. Cobbers have 3 players in double figures. The Knights have 4 players in double figures, with Scott Christensen adding 9. Steve Knutson, averaging 13, has been held in check in the second half. He has been held to 2 first half 3-point field goals. But the Knights, after trailing by 9, went on a 9-point run to tie the game at 57. And the Cobbers fell behind 76-70. And now trail it after a couple of free throws by 4 and are back at the line with a chance to cut into that deficit. It's Rob Flint at the line, a 65% free throw shooter, 2 for 2 today. Rob Flint with 6 points on the afternoon. Lefty from Dilworth, Glendon, Felton. Free throw is on its way and rattles good. 76-73. Crucial free throw here for the Cobbers. As the lineup by Flint is good. Flint now with 8, pulls Concordia within 2 at 76-74. Pressure by the Cobbers, and Trent Hagen got too tight and picks up the foul. I think that is number 5. Trent Hagen with a body bump at the baseline. And that is game disqualification foul for Trent Hagen. He'll leave the game with 56 seconds to go and 8 points. He had 2 3-pointers in the first half. Added a field goal in the second half. 8 points for Trent Hagen, who fouls out with 56 seconds to go. Now Dwayne Severson, along with Fred Fridley and Ray Callahan on the far side, discussing the situation and who might go in. They'll go to Nick Colon on this possession. The Cobbers will have it when they get the ball on the offense, as the Knights will step to the line shooting free throws. For the rebounds, it's Mike Severson and Kermit Cooper under the glass. And now Cologne is, and the post players, Severson and Cooper. And to the line, it is Steve Knutson. 6'4 and a senior. key integral player. And his free throw is on its way. It is no good. And it stays a two-point game. It also will stay a one-possession game at this point. As Knutson's second free throw was good. He was back on track and shot with confidence that time. That gives him seven. But it forces the issue. Converse at some point need a three. Here's the drive off for Rob Flint. And he traveled. Rob Flint took an extra step. Didn't get called, but then took an extra step as he delivered the pass. And the Cobbers turn it over with 46 seconds to go. The Knights will have it in, leading 77-74. How late will the Cobbers go before they foul? At midcourt, it's Christensen. Bounces it in, and a timeout is taken by the Knights just as the pass was delivered. Play has stopped with 38 seconds to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia trailing the Knights. Carlton 77, Cobbers 74. 38 seconds yet to play. It's still a one-possession game, 77-74. Carlton has the ball at side court across the midcourt line. Cobbers will put on the full pressure. Fry trying to force the issue. They throw it deep into the backcourt. Christensen has the ball tipped away. Rob Flint comes up with the steal and the layup. And the Cobbers are within one. Rob Flint tipped the ball. It was picked up. And then the relay back to Flint for the basket, and it's 77-76. Another near steal. And the Knights were forced to take another timeout. Now with 24 seconds to go. But the Cobber defense comes up with a steal. And we've got a break here at the Cobber Fieldhouse with 24 seconds left to go. It's Carlton 77, Concordia 76. Well, play will resume shortly. Guy Collins is still with Dan Larson along the far side talking play. The horn has sounded before he steps into the huddle. Meanwhile, Dwayne Severson is also taking full advantage of their timeout. Women's hockey action this afternoon. The Cobbers in non-conference play make it a weekend sweep over number 7 ranked Superior women. 4-1 was the final this afternoon. We're still waiting on an outcome of the men's hockey game between Concordia and Gustavus. Cobbers led 4-3 after two. Out of the backcourt, the Carlton Knights will bring it in with 24 seconds. They'll go to the line. Rob Flint quickly fouling Scott Christensen. I think the Cobbers felt they needed to stop play as quickly as they could and get the ball back as quickly as they could. The foul goes to Rob Flint. That's his first. And the walk-up court will send Scott Christensen to the line. He has 9 points today, all from the floor. 7 points here in the second half for Scott Christensen, who averages 13. Scott Christensen steps to the line. We're in the double bonus. Both teams have two free throws coming and a foul. And the shot is no good by Christensen. And it remains a one-point game as Jeff Ubin checks in. Ubin is the offensive player. He replaces the defensive-minded Mike Severson. As Scott Christensen goes back to the line. Right-hander puts it up, and it's no good. Missing twice, Scott Christensen, but the Knights have the ball. A rebound picked up by Steve Nestle. Cobbers are forced to foul with 16 seconds to go. So the Cobbers got their wish with Scott Christensen missing twice, but couldn't bring in the rebound. Steve Nestle collected it at the baseline, threw it back out, and another foul has been called. Cobber hockey team holds on to split the series with Gustavus this weekend. Final 4-3 over the Gusties. And at the line, another miss for the Knights. Steve Knutson this time. Three consecutive misses down the stretch by the Knights. And it stays a one-point lead. Knutson's second free throw is good. So Knutson on the make. And it's 78-76. 12 seconds to go. Here's Joe Snowden on the drive in the lane, spinning, twisting, loose, basket is good, and he goes to the line. Joe Snowden took a step at the top of the lane, angled loose, scooped one off, put a reverse spin on the ball, it went through, ties the game at 78. And Joe Snowden will step to the line after the foul to save Knutson. And a chance for the Cobbers to take the lead. Joe Snowden stepping up. He has 22 for the Cobbers. Steve Nestle has 22 for the Knights. This free throw by Joe Snowden is on its way. It's good. Snowden gives Concordia the lead, and the Cobbers take a timeout. We have a break with 7 seconds to go. It's Concordia 79, Carleton 78. And so the Cobbers, after the free throw conversion by Joe Snowden, which completed a three-point play, and the timeout with 7 seconds to go, and the Cobbers will now take a timeout, and this will continue. 79-78. Concordia leading by one. Carleton will have the ball in play. They not only need to get the ball in play safely, but then have to manufacture a high percentage shot at the other end. They've got the full 94 feet to go. Out of the baseline, Jeff Jensen will trigger it in. He gives it off for Scott Christensen. He'll dribble it up, step across the five, now four, now three. He'll shoot it up, it's at the buzzer. It's no good, and the Cobbers win it. Twice the Cobbers and Knights have met. Twice it has ended up in one-point victories for Concordia. Our final score today, Concordia 79, Carleton 78. Well, the final score, Cobbers winning at 79-78. The first time they played the Knights, it was 62-61. The Cobber men sweep Carleton this season, while the Carleton women sweep the Cobber women this season. And that was an exciting conclusion to this one. The Cobbers had a six-point lead at the half, 42-36. Took it to a nine-point advantage at 57-48. But then the Knights reeled off nine unanswered points to tie the game at 57. And that's the way it would go down the stretch, nip and tuck, back and forth. In fact, the Knights at one point took a four-point lead at 68-64. The Cobbers then tied it at 70. The Knights came back with two consecutive three-pointers and again took a six-point lead. But the Cobbers went to the line, made five of six free throws, got a couple of field goals thrown in, and win it, a final of 79-78. Scott Christensen for the Knights finished with 9, Jeff Jensen with 10. Peter Kudrowski had a couple of free throws. Gunnar Stapp finished with 12. Tanner Sheik with 15. 8 from Steve Knutson. The Knights were led this afternoon and evening by Steve Nestle with 22. 12 in the first half, 10 more in the second half. 7 three-pointers today for the Knights and 14 of 20 from the free throw line. 8 of 14 in the second half. And the Knights go to 7-12 on the year and dropped to 5-10 in the MIAC. For the Cobbers, now 11-7 overall and 8-6 in the league. Rob Flint came up with 10, Kermit Cooper with 16, Trent Hagen with 8. Mike Severson continues his torrid pace as he comes up with 13 today, including 7 of 8 from the line. 3 for Chris Thomas and 6 for Jeff Ubin today. Game's leading scorer was Joe Snowden, the senior from Roseville, who finished with 23. 12 in the first half, 11 more in the second half. Carver's got 6 three-pointers and finished 19 of 26 from the line. I'm Larry Knutson, thanking you for being with us for this Cobber basketball doubleheader with Carleton. In the women's play earlier this afternoon, it was Carleton 79 and Concordia 70. And in the game just completed in men's activity, it was Concordia 79, Carleton 78.